This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
He's not that bad.
Oh, how our Tracy puts up with him.
Well, your dad, Susan, at the end of the day. And he's still going strong.
Yes, I know. I shouldn't complain.
I keep wondering if my father even knew I existed.
But your foster dad, Neil, he was a wonderful bloke. You always said that.
Oh, yeah. Dennis was a big, gentle chap, full of warmth. Took me fishing every Sunday, I remember. We'd sit side by side on the towpath, no need to say a word. Oh. I really loved him, you know. So I don't need to know anything about my birth parents, because that's not who I am, is it?
No.
Although, genetically it is.
Well, yes.
That's the problem, love. I'm sort of veering between nature and nurture all the time.
Oh, love.
You see, this is why I've never looked into it before. It could be a right can of worms. I've managed for 67 years without knowing, so I'm sure I'll manage a few more.
No, you're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Morning, me.
Oh, Rochelle. I'm sorry, I meant to ring you.
I've brought a picnic, as promised.
It's just,
Oh, how are you? You can't refuse me cannellini bean dip.
We got the green light from Justin, you see.
Well, for the beavers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well done. Oh, you must be buzzing, man.
Oh, we are, but there's tons to get done.
Wow, you cannot work on an empty stomach, man.
Oh, I was going to grab a sandwich.
Oh, I've got a hamper full outside.
A hamper?
I wasn't sure what you eat, was I? So I've done all the catering. All you've got to do is provide the location. The most picturesque spot you can think of.
Oh, well, there's a few possibilities, actually, but I'm not sure.
Great, come on then. The weather's going to turn about 3. So we'll be back before then, eh? Oh, Adam.
Oh, hi, Susan. Did you forget something?
Oh, no. I was hoping to catch you, if that's okay.
Oh, sure.
I just wondered. Oh, well, it's a bit delicate, actually.
Oh, don't tell me I've done something wrong.
Oh, no, nothing like that, Adam. What it is... You see, what I want to ask...
Yeah?
It's... About your half-sister.
Erin.
You met up with her, didn't you?
That's right, I did. Best part of a couple of years ago now.
Because Neil, my Neil, he started wondering more about his birth family.
Of course. He was fostered, wasn't he?
And he's thinking about looking for his birth mum.
Well, right.
I was hoping you might have a chat with us.
If you think that'd help.
But then David Archer turns up spitting tacks.
No.
Yeah, and that was that.
Ah, oh, beaver bombing. Oh, you're total heroes.
We thought we were. No, but no, we'd have blown the whole thing.
Oh, you're my heroes anyway.
Oh, well, good.
Here, have the last falafel.
Oh, no, I'm stuffed.
I'll do your doggy bag. Can't be easy cooking on that boat.
I do okay, but thanks.
I had a brilliant laugh years ago, working in the kitchen on a luxury train.
Seriously?
So I know all about cooking in tight spaces. I mean, I love canals, but you can't beat a heritage train.
I cannot imagine you on a heritage train.
I'm versatile, me. Oh, and I loved it. The noise, the movement, the people. We wore them curvy 50s dresses, you know.
Oh, you'd look amazing.
I did. We should go. The views are to die for.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Must be nice catching up with your mum.
Well, she can be pretty judgmental.
Oh, I expect she means well.
I've had such a great time today. Thank you, Rex.
And me.
So... Why don't we do it again?
We could. I'm not sure what I'm up to yet, so...
Right.
It's a bit tricky at the moment.
Are you seeing someone else?
Me? No, it's not that.
So What is it?
I can't really...
We're both feeling something here. Am I wrong? Rex?
You're not wrong.
Then, bam, down come the shutters again. You've got to help us out, please. I'm thinking all sorts.
Okay.
Okay? Do I deserve to feel this rubbish?
No, you don't, honestly. It was your mum.
Eh?
She said...
What? What did you say?
She said you were,
Tell us, please.
Vulnerable.
What?
Vulnerable.
She said that?
I'm sorry.
Oh, right.
I didn't know what to think.
You're not the only one.
Oh, Rochelle!
So this Erin, she was keen to meet you then?
She was overseeing a friend in Hereford, but yeah, I thought she was.
Oh.
And you heard all about your dad?
Hmm. Turns out he loved rugby, like me. He'd spent some time farming abroad.
Oh, and you have too.
Yeah, she showed me photos of these exquisite sandcastles it'd make for her.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah, but it also sort of upset me, thinking of him devoting so much time to her, his daughter, all that love.
But none for you.
Selfish, I know.
Oh, I'd say it's natural.
Then when she didn't want to stay in touch.
What, not at all?
A Christmas card, occasional texts, that's it.
Oh, what a shame.
I've never been able to fathom it. Why make the effort to see me if she had no intention of connecting properly?
But she did answer your questions.
Oh, and it was obvious my father had become a solid family man, which was nice to know. When I drove home, and this is silly, really.
Oh, what?
I remember thinking, at least I come from decent stock.
Huh? Really?
Ian said that's just me being a farmer.
Oh, I'd be the same.
Anyway, I already have three amazing sisters.
I used to dream about having a brother or sister. Like you, Susan, I love the way you and Tracy look out for each other.
Well, I've also got Clive and Keith, so care for what you wish for.
True. Listen, I'll have to get home. It's my turn to help Xander with his reading.
Oh, thanks for chatting with us, Adam.
I hope I haven't made things worse.
No, don't you worry. I appreciate your time.
Well, thanks for the pint. Bye.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
Bye. Well... I'm not sure what I was expecting.
Oh, I'm sorry, love. I thought hearing Adam's story would help things become clear.
Yeah, clear as mud.
He seemed to feel like he's been rejected all over again.
Maybe, but... You know, I never felt rejected, not when I was brought up in such a loving home. As far as I can see, I've got nothing to lose.
What? You want to pursue it, then?
Oh, I think I do.
Oh. Right. Well, we can approach social services, but that'll take a while.
Yeah, and if my birth mother is still alive...
I could ask Adam about that website he mentioned.
Well, the one Erin replied to. Yeah, why not, love? Let's give it a go.
Rochelle! I've dispatched your room. What do you fancy for your tea? I could do some vegetable stew. Rochelle? Oh, what's wrong, pet? What on earth's happened?
Get out my room, please.
Sorry?
I don't want you anywhere near us.
Rochelle?
Get out! No,
I will, but...
Why would anyone do that to their own daughter?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you do. See? Ugh.
So this is about Rex.
2 hours I've been walking around the village trying to calm down.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't bother, ma'am. Why would you do that?
Rochelle.
Get off us. Get your hands off me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Why did you even speak to him?
Love.
And to say that. Vulnerable. Do you even know how crushing that is? How humiliating? As a grown woman, to hear that from someone who likes you, someone who's having fun getting to know you.
I said it because it's true.
That is a complete and utter garbage.
I can see you're vulnerable, pet, because I've seen it before. You're drifting again, aren't you? You've no proper home, no job.
You don't know any of that.
I think I do. And you're clearly broke.
It's called bad luck. It doesn't mean I'm a pointless, powerless waste of space.
No, I'm saying that. But you're a mum who's away from her bairns. So of course you're vulnerable. And that really breaks my heart.
Well, so instead of supporting us, you go and tell the only bloke I've liked for literally years that I'm damaged goods.
That's not what I said.
It's what you meant, ma'am. And he knew it.
I'm sorry about Rex. But you need to stop getting distracted and think about Harper and Noah. Be in their lives properly.
I am in their lives. I'm always thinking about them. What do you think I'm doing?
Visiting Linda, talking about a well-being day, enjoying the countryside, which is fine. But please, can you focus on your children first?
Every single thing I do is for them. To make sure they're all right, so they have some kind of future.
But you need to spend more time with them, love. I know it's not easy, but that's being a mother.
What would you know? You were a useless mother to me, were you not?
But you can do a brilliant job, Rochelle. It's obvious you want the best for those bairns. But that means being with them, showing you love them.
Maybe I'm not cut out to be a mother, like you. Maybe that's why I keep messing up.
You only have to love them. And you do. Anyone can see that.
Why is there only just one way of doing that, ma'am? Your way, basically. But that's not mine, OK? That's not me.
I know you mean well, sweetheart, but...
Can't you see? I need something for myself. Something to live for. Something to make things better.
Look, let me help you, eh? We'll go and see them together. Take them out for the day, or they could come and stay here. Hey, they'd love Ambridge, don't you reckon?
Oh, I get it. What you really want is to see them. You don't care about me at all. You never did.
I love you so much, it physically hurts sometimes.
No.
Of course I worry about Harper and Noah, because they're your bairns, they're family, and they need you, just like you needed me.
Except you weren't there.
I'm here for all of you now, love, I promise you.
What, so you wouldn't let us down now?
Never.
But you just have. Saying that to Rex, this is why I can never believe you.
Please, Rochelle.
Just go away, please, ma'am. Just get out. Get out.
Okay, okay. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.